Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we recognize the achievements of the nation's athletes who competed in the IAAF World Athletics Championships, and we recap the finals of the Social Development Commission's 2015 Community Cricket Competition. I'm Vaughn Davis, stay tuned. Jamaica is again the toast of the track and field world after a series of dominating displays at the recent IAAF World Athletics Championships in Beijing. Jamaica finished the championships second overall based on the number and quality of medals earned, which comprised 7 gold, 2 silver, and 3 bronze. Undoubtedly, the performances of the athletes have made all Jamaicans proud, drawing both congratulations and debate about which performance was the most memorable.
Danielle Williams, she was the most inspiration for me. We see her through all the odds, and she just come out of nowhere.
The championship and Jamaica's involvement made me very proud and excited to see how they performed on the world stage.
All right, the most significant is both defending his sprint titles, and the other would be Danielle Williams winning the hurdles and the shot putter winning bronze.
Usain beating Justin Gatlin. That was my most memorable, most profound, most exciting time. He was beaten, and by Usain Bolt.
With the tide of national sentiment towards sports still riding high from what was accomplished in Beijing, the government is urging members of the public to keep the nation's other sporting teams in mind as they prepare to represent Jamaica in upcoming events. These include the Reggae Boys, who are preparing to face Nicaragua in a World Cup qualifying match on Friday, and the Jamaican squad gearing up for the Commonwealth Youth Games set for September 5-11 in Samoa. The ability of sports to foster community development and involvement has once again been put on display, following the conclusion of this year's Social Development Commission Community Cricket Competition. The White House community cricket team out of Westmoreland defeated Waltham Court cricket team from Kingston to walk away with the grand prize of $1.2 million. Runners-up Waltham Court earned $600,000. The final, staged on August 23, drew over 17,000 persons to the Naranda Bauxite Company's playing field in St. Anne, with spectators coming from all over the country. What's more significant, however, was the fact that each team is required to use the winnings to carry out a social project back in their home communities.
We have started up our public relations campaign in terms of getting the message out there of Think Community, Think Business, which is our theme for this year. The reason for this theme is that we have a local economic development support program that we are executing along with our cricket program. So we had local economic initiatives coming out and selling what they have from the community level. We want our community groups to generate income for themselves so that they can develop their country space.
Public Relations Manager at the Social Development Commission, Delona Fleming. The SDC cricket competition continues to draw support island-wide, and its positive effects are being felt by residents.
It's a great tournament, you know, great support and all. So it's a great tournament to get the community together. The cricket draws a lot of crowd, especially the 2020, excited and it's short. So, you know, it's going to bring the community together, everyone cheering for each other. So, you know, that's bringing the community together.
Captain of the champion White House cricket team, Ramon Lewis. That's it for today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.